Let's go way down to southern Illinois and hear about a hunting legend. We're going to talk with Keith Shablusky. He hails from Johnston City. Did I read reports correctly, sir? A 51-point buck on the first firearm deer hunting weekend in Illinois. You got to tell me that story, and I know there's been all kinds of attention, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. That is correct. It was total of 51 points, but it still has to be scored, and officially on record they have to score it. So if all the points count, I have no idea, Mr. Tyler, but it will have to be scored and judged. I have to take it to Peoria in July to the Deer Expo, and that's where a panel will look at it, score it, and officially judge it, and it will be on paper on that day.
And that's from Buckmasters, and I think the previous record was a hunter in Tennessee. So I'm just curious, Keith, what type of reaction have you been getting from your neighbors, your friends, people in that area of the state, I guess?
I'm getting a great response to them. They're real, real great people. They've been thanking me, saying, hey, good deer. And I mean, I've been thanking them. The first thing I tell them is every time I go out, I pray before I go hunt. And that day I did pray for that God will bring me a buck. And he sure answers prayers. Jim, that's the way I do my hunting stuff. I'm a very faithful man, and I believe in God, and I believe he's a great provider. And but the response has been great. It's been overwhelming. Everybody's been contacting with me, and I thank the people for being kind. I really do. When I go somewhere, people notice me. It's a great experience, and it's amazing.
Well, I got to ask you then, did you see this buck earlier in the day? I guess take us through the process, and then when you were able to bag it, did you say, "Man, I got something going here. I got at least the 30 pointer, and maybe a little bit more."
Yeah. Well, I don't get in my stand. I got to the field probably about 2:45. And, of course, like I said, I begin each hunt with a prayer. I said a prayer, walked out to my stand, got up there. And then it was around probably 4:10. I heard something to my left. And it's very, very thick from behind my stand. And I just seen the weeds moving, so I had to look to my right because my tree, I cannot look behind my tree. I cannot, don't have the angle to. And I looked to my right, and I seen the left side of the deer and its head, and I thought, oh, my land, you know. So I was going to shoot him left-handed. The only window I had was about a 12 by 12 square foot on his neck that I could see clearly. I could have shot through the weeds to hit its body, but I'm not going to do that at all. I worked law enforcement for 29 years, and I've been taught and trained to the Department of Justice is you can't see it, you don't shoot it. So I took that shot, and he went straight down, and then the weeds moved about 10 yards. He was just struggling to stay alive, you know, and the weeds quit moving, and at that point I knew I had him. About 30 minutes later, I got down. Got in my John Deere Gator. I drove around, back into the real thick briars and thick honeysuckle. And when I seen him, I said, oh, my lands, what a blessing. That thing was huge. Oh. And then after that, I got him out, and I called a friend because I've been hunting about 4 years. My first year I killed a four-pointer, second year a six, and last year I killed 11. And I called a guy, and I said, you need to come and look at this deer. And I sent him a picture. And he just said, what, where, when, stay right there. So that's what he said. And then I did have the conservation police come out, state and federal wildlife people come out, and I wanted them to look at it. And they were truly amazed how unique that deer is. So that's pretty much, Jim, beginning to end.
Yeah, well, and that's why I say when you initially were speaking to people, and you tell them, hey, you ain't gonna believe this. I think I scored a 51 pointer, and I assume their reaction is that is, hey, send me the picture or wait, I want to come out and see that thing. So when they got out there to see it, I mean, was their reaction amazement too? And I'm surprised you've only been hunting 4 years, and man, you've scored a 51 pointer already.
Yes, yeah, they were really amazed about the size of the deer and how unique it was. You know, it's a non-typical, but they were just floored how it was. You know, how they'd never seen nothing like it in their lifetime. You know, they said, we've never seen nothing like this. And my taxidermist said the same thing. He goes, I've been doing taxidermy for about 35 years, and he said, I've never, ever seen it like this in my life, and I've seen thousands of deer before, you know. And that's what that's one thing I'm catching a lot from people, how big it was. Because it weighed about 275, and their chest was almost 47 inches. So, and they were just really amazed how unique the rack was on it, you know. That's what they're, and people were saying, yeah, that's a lot of points, but they were just at all about the rack, how unique it is.
Well, that's a great story. Keith Shablusky hails from Southern Illinois, Johnston City, was able to score a 51-pointer first weekend of the firearm deer hunting season on private property in Williamson County. Keith, thanks for sharing this great hunting story with us.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.